Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in the world. This is Larry Elliott, Blog Talk Radio, WFYT Radio. We broadcasting this morning from the beautiful musical city, Nashville, Tennessee, where it's not too warm this morning, kind of chilly out there. I tell you, I would like for our guests to call us at 347-205-9429, or you can email us here live on our chat line, Elliott21US@yahoo.com. I tell you, we have a very interesting show today. If you really want to save some money when it comes to talking about your home, you need to talk to our guest because he has a concept that will save you a lot of money on your real estate investment. We have Mr. James Clark with us today, and he's going to be telling us really how to save on energy. He's going to be discussing with us energy audits as it pertains to your real estate, as it pertains to home inspections and how you can actually save some money. So I want you to give us a call at 347-205-9429 and email us. Be sure to email us on our hotline here live at WFYT Radio at Elliott21US@yahoo.com. I'm going to go ahead and bring James on the air. Jim, is it okay if I call you Jim?
Yes, by all means. Please do, Larry. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad that you are on the air with us today because you have a very interesting concept here that I think that actually can save our listening audience a lot of money, particularly there in the Chicago area. Jim, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, your business concept, and exactly what do you do?
Well, I've been a home inspector now for 7 years, and with the real estate market slipping pretty significantly here in the last couple of years, I educated myself, got some extra training in a variety of ancillary services that I provide, and one of the most interesting to me and useful to my clients is the energy auditing service that I provide. I go into people's homes, analyze in specific detail all of their energy consumption and conservation systems, and then provide them with a report which lists some recommendations for them to pursue at their convenience and at their budget level to try to make some upgrades or improvements around their house so that they can save some energy dollars.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jim, let me ask you a question. If someone used this particular service, what is the percentage of how much they may be able to save on their electrical bill each month? I know it depends on each house or maybe each business, but what is an average you'd say a person possibly would be looking at as far as savings?
Right. Well, for the typical residential home, a 3 or 4 bedroom home with a family of 3 or 4 people, If they pursue the recommendations that I give them, they could easily save 20% on their energy bills, if not a little bit more. It depends primarily on the type and age of their equipment, because of course the manufacturing industry is creating more improved energy efficient equipment all the time. So if they have relatively old equipment, it may be time to upgrade. Even if that equipment is still working properly, they may be spending a lot of money on energy that they don't need to. So with a simple upgrade of equipment, they can save a great deal of energy there. But also, the other hand, by improving some lifestyle things that they do around the house. We all remember our parents shouting at us to turn off the lights and close that refrigerator door. Well, I'm afraid to say that our parents were right. Even those little things right there do add up. So each little drop of energy savings that you can make adds up to a pretty good sized bucket full of money at the end of the year and on through the life of your home.
You know, Jim, you're right, because our parents did, I know mine did at least, tell us to be sure to cut out the lights, not actually put anything in the wall plug unless you're using it, and things of that sort. See, this is good basic knowledge that I think sometimes that we, as the public, needs to be reminded of, because, you know, we sometimes slack in this area. And I'm so glad that someone like you, a professional such as yourself, is able to do this. This is Larry Elliott. We're streaming live, Blog Talk Radio, WFYT Radio, 347-205-9429, Elliott21US@yahoo.com is our hotline, chat line. We talk to Mr. Jim Clark, who is the owner and operator of True Blue Inspections. Now, Jim, let me ask you another question here.
Yes.
What advantages, if there are any advantages, of being a home inspector bring to the service of as an energy auditor? We know you save money, but can it also be something that may be able, as a safety tip, to actually tell them if their equipment is bad or whatever? Can you sometimes find that out?
Yeah, yes, I can. And actually, being a home inspector gives me a good broad base of building science to work from. For example, let's say that you have an old water heater, and also some bad piping as well, some old bad pipes to go along with that water heater. I, from my home inspector perspective, I can give you a better idea of the cost analysis of both replacing the water heater and perhaps upgrading your pipes at the same time. I'm glad to say that I have a very practical point of view on most repairs. I try not to advise clients to throw away good equipment, but if they are a poor energy consuming appliance, perhaps it needs to be replaced plus some other aspect of the system to where you can upgrade the whole thing and save a little bit of money and really make a large leap forward in improving your energy savings and getting new equipment at the same time. So I try not to advise people to make unnecessary upgrades. I like for them to get as much mileage out of the equipment that they have, unless there is some other part of the system that could also use some improvement.
Okay, wonderful. Hey, Jim, we have an email question here from somebody by the name of Tim, and his last name is Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. He's in Springfield, Illinois. And what he wants to know, is it better to buy the top-end equipment, maybe like a water heater, or is it better to start at the bottom and move up? He really is concerned about this because he said he really don't know what to purchase. He goes into some place and they tell him that he needs this and he needs that. He said, what is the best type of equipment to purchase?
Well, if it is only the water heater that you need to purchase, I would recommend getting the – and well, there's another question there that I would have for Tim is how long does he intend to stay in his home? I must presume that he's going to stay there the rest of his life. And so I would advise him to get the best equipment possible with the Energy Star rating, best efficiency that he possibly can, because that single piece of equipment itself will help him save quite a bit of money over the life of the equipment and over the life of his home. Now, if he has other parts, as my previous example, where perhaps replacing some plumbing pipe at the same time, then it falls back onto his shoulders as to his budget. Can he afford to do all of that all at one time? And if not, then I would recommend getting perhaps a cheaper model of water heater so that he can budget in the pipe replacement as well. Mm-hmm. So it really comes back to the client's budget capacity, how much money they have to spend, and how large of a project can they really take on and manage at any particular time. So I guess the bottom line is get the best equipment that you can afford because it will pay for itself over the long run.
I see. Jim, let me ask you this. Are there any type special tools that you use or in your energy audits? What type tools do you use and how do they help you to determine what a person may need?
Well, I tell you, my most useful tool is a remarkable, it's not a new device, but it's an infrared thermal camera. They've been around for a couple decades now, but I'm glad to say that their prices have dropped to the point where a small company like myself can afford to have one. And it is a remarkable machine. It's a camera that reads infrared thermal signals, radiation from objects, and it can pinpoint exactly where a leaky window, a leaky door, under certain conditions, leaky windows and doors, I can see the cold air or hot air, if we're working in the summertime, I can see where that unconditioned air is sneaking through the building envelope around these apertures and causing problems with the heating or cooling inside the building itself. It's a remarkable machine. Under certain conditions, I can even see if there's insulation in the wall or if it's missing or somehow degraded in some respect. So I can almost see into the walls. But again, it depends on the weather conditions of the day.
I see. We got another question in here from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and this is a couple. And what they want to know, Kevin and Deborah Glasgow, and they're in Minneapolis, and they said that the weather is very, very cold, I assume, as it is in Chicago.
Yes, indeed.
And what they would like to know, if you buy an older home that they're thinking about buying,
mm-hmm.
can there be any type of health hazard on the equipment, maybe the pipes or anything like that in older homes, or should they look at maybe a newer home where they possibly would not have to worry about this? I think that's a pretty good question, Kevin.
That's a very good question. And buying an older home oftentimes comes down to aesthetics. If you love the charm of having old wooden floors that that may creak or with the old woodwork, because newer homes, it's very hard to replicate that sort of craftsmanship. It can be done, but it's all very expensive. Buying an older home where all of the great old oak woodwork is in place and nice floors and nicely detailed antique fireplaces, things of that sort. If that's the type of home that you want to buy and live in, then I would recommend buying it. But anticipate that you're going to have many upgrades that you may have to consider on down the line, depending on what the previous owner has done with the house. Perhaps they've put in some new equipment in order to make the sale, and that's wonderful. Then you're ahead of the game. But you should be cautious about getting a very good home inspection, and I would also recommend getting an energy audit at the same time, because depending on the age of the home, if it's over 50 years old, the chances are very likely that it will not have very good wall insulation, and if it still has its original windows, you can imagine that those windows are going to be either very loose in their in their channels and going to be leaking a lot of air. Or worse still, they may be painted shut where you can't get them open at all, depending on how many generations of upgrade and renovation the home has had. But I would suggest getting a very good home inspection and have your inspector look at the age of the equipment, and especially the piping, getting back to plumbing piping here again. Most likely, if it's over 50 years old, it's going to be galvanized pipe, which may be slightly clogged, which would impede your water pressure, and then also with the energy audit, check on the insulation in the walls, in the attic. The attics are usually the first place an older home will get its insulation, because it's the easiest place to get to and to install it. And actually, that would be the first place I would recommend to put it. Because of the natural stack effect of hot air rising, all of that hot air is sifting its way up through the building and trying to escape out the attic. So if they have minimal or no insulation in the attic, that would be my first go-to location for an insulation upgrade.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Wow, that's some good information. Along those lines, that the questions that Deborah Glasgow asked, I would like to ask you a question here. Say, for instance, you came out, you did a home inspection for them, even though they may be in Minneapolis, assuming they were into the Chicago area.
Yes.
And you did a home inspection for them. What type of a report would you provide them after the energy audit is completed?
Yes. Well, I use a software program developed by Home Tune-Up, which is called Home Tune-Up, developed by CMC Energy. And they they've put together a remarkable program where I go out into the field and take a tour of the client's house and take very detailed notes on all of their equipment, looking at, first of all, the home characteristics and its orientation to the sun. For the solar gain calculations. I take a very detailed look at their heating and cooling systems. I also look at their insulation, as we've been speaking of. Distribution as well. If it's a forced air furnace heating system, I take a very close look as much as I possibly can. Of course, a lot of these systems are buried in the walls or in the ceilings already, and I can't get a good look at them. But I take a look at their air ducts and heating pipes. If they have a boiler with either a steam or hot water heating radiator system, I look at all of that to see how well, if it's insulated or not. Their thermostat, as I just mentioned earlier, I use my infrared camera very specifically on their doors and windows to check for leaks. I look at the water heater. Practically every system of the house I take a look at, and then I plug those numbers into the software, which then generates a very detailed report of recommendations. And on top of those recommendations, the report also provides a estimated cost of upgrading those systems that need improvement. And then it goes one step further and gives you an estimated calculation of the energy savings that you would reap from making those improvements. So with that broad scope of information, you can get a good idea of how to plan and budget the projects that you care to. I'll use an example, going back to leaky windows from our callers from Minneapolis. Everybody wants, you know, everybody thinks that the best way to save energy is to get new windows. Well, that may be true, but windows are so very expensive, so that their cost effectiveness is a very expensive thing to invest in, and it will take many years for you to reap energy savings from that upgrade. Now, getting back to my point that I made much earlier about being very practical, I would not necessarily recommend that the client should replace their windows unless if there is something other significantly wrong with the windows. If they are very, very leaky and not gliding and working properly, then I would recommend that they replace them just for a mechanical point of view. And then the better insulating quality and minimal air leakage that the new windows would give you would be just a bonus. That would be an added value that you would get on that particular system.
I tell you, Jim, this is some very good information to know, because, you know, one of the things that people are concerned about in this down economy is the cost effect of anything, because energy is very expensive. I don't care if you're in Indianapolis, Minneapolis, Chicago, L.A. Everybody's concerned about it. And the services that you provide actually can help a person lower the cost, also know where they are, and know what type of equipment that they have. I got a question in here from a realtor.
Yes.
And this realtor, let's see, the only thing that she puts here is that she's in Illinois. Maybe she will email us and let us know exactly where she is. She wanted to know, her name is Barbara. Barbara wanted to know, do you work with realtors as far as referrals? Maybe realtors can refer people to you and build some kind of relationship with real estate agents?
Oh, yes, by all means, yes. Actually, real estate agents have been the bread and butter referral service for the home inspection industry for the past several decades. And I have a close relationship with several real estate agents already. And by all means, if they have any new clients, home buyers, and using the example that we had discussed earlier, if they are buying an older home, an energy audit is a very good thing to invest in as well. But
I see.
But yes, however, let me also say that there is some new construction being put on the market here in Chicago that is also a little suspect in terms of its insulation quality. There is insulation, but oftentimes it's very minimal because the developers are trying to save money on their own end. And the code requirements are really rather minimal as well. And that's something that the home buyer should know. It's new construction. I'm sure all of the equipment's going to work just fine. But in the long term, they may not have such a good building envelope to help conserve their energy as they might think.
Jim, I'm really glad that you brought that up because that happened here in the Nashville metropolitan area about a year ago. There were some new developments going up, and as far as the insulation that was going inside the new developments, that people really had a problem, and the TV news came out and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really glad that you brought that up so people will be able to look at that when they're thinking about purchasing a new home. Jim, if you would, let us know, how can people in Chicago and the surrounding area get in contact with you? Because they need to call you and find out more about this and the services that you provide, like your telephone number, email address, website. If you don't mind, will you give that out to us?
Yes, of course. My office phone number here in Chicago is 773-465-5688. And then they can reach me at my website at www.truebluinspections.com. And they can look at my web pages there that describe all of my various services. Or if they just care to email me directly, they can do that at info@truebluinspections.com.
All right. Be sure to give Jim a call if you're in the Chicago area at 773-465-5688, because this is some very good information, and it can save you a lot of money. Jim, let me ask you, can you actually customize your energy audits actually to serve a variety of building types? Because there are certain building types out there, and I'm quite sure all of them are different.
Yes, indeed. Actually, here in Chicago especially, I live kind of in the heart of the city, and of course we have a number of single-family homes scattered around, in the metropolitan, within the city limits, a lot of bungalows. We also have several condominium complexes, both low-rise, those buildings of four floors or less, and then, of course, I've been in some high-rise condominiums as well. So I can customize my report to suit all of those various architectural and building types so that they're not getting more than they need and getting enough to give them the proper information that they need. I also have a new program for commercial spaces as well, for storefront properties, where small light industry or warehouse properties as well. So I can go in there, do an analysis of their electrical and lighting systems and all of their, well, once again, their energy consumption and conservation systems.
Okay. We got another email question in here.
Good.
This is from a guy by the name of Mr. Bob Daniel. Bob is in, he says, Frankfort, Kentucky, which is quite a ways, I suppose, from Chicago. But he's
interested in his question. Yeah, I don't know if I could drive down there to help Bob, but let's see if I can help him right now.
He wanted to know, in a home inspection, he's concerned about termites. He wanted to know, the good thorough home inspection, does it actually cover that type of problem as well, as far as determining if a house have termites?
I myself am not specifically trained for pest infestations, but if he's concerned about it, he should shop around to find an inspector who can do that, or at least call in a specialist, perhaps to come a termite, a pest specialist to come in at the same time with the home inspector if he's buying new property. With that said, I always make notes if I know what to look for if I see a pest problem, and I certainly make note of that on my inspection form and recommend that they get a specialist to come in to determine exactly what type of pest it is and what sort of damage they may have done or possibly could do to the house. But there are many inspectors scattered around the nation, especially in areas where termite infestation is a particular problem. Many home inspectors have that as a specialty on their list of services. So search for them, and I'm sure they'll be able to help you.
Okay. Another question here. This is from Raymond Woodard. Raymond is in Peoria, Illinois. Said he has a mom that lives in the Chicago area. She's getting elderly, and he said that he would like possibly for you to contact her, and what he wants his contact information once again. And let me give it out to you, and Jim, if I got it a little wrong here, let me know. His website, Raymond, is www.truebluinspections.com. You also can reach him at his office at 773-465-5688. And Jim, if you would, give out that email address once again, please.
Yes, that would be info@truebluinspections.com.
Okay. How far is Peoria from Chicago?
Oh, it's a healthy 2.5-3 hour drive from here.
Okay, but his mom lives there in the Chicago area, so Raymond, you can actually give him a call, or your mom can give a call, and Jim will be able to give you the information that you're looking for.
Yep. Look forward to helping her as much as I can.
Wonderful. Let me ask you this, Jim. Jim, if how often should one have an inspection like this?
Oh, every time that you suspect that one of your energy consumption appliances may be inadequate. In other words, if you have been in the home for a number of years and you are suspicious that you're not getting the proper heating or cooling out of your systems, certainly go to your contractors first, because they are the specialists on that equipment. I wish I could say for them to call me, but if they trust the contractor who installed the equipment in the first place, if they think that they did a relatively good job, please call your contractor first, especially if you have a maintenance agreement with them. They're required. You know, they're under contract to do that for you, so please take care, make use of their services. However, where a home inspector or an energy auditor would come in is if you have a number of different types of systems that you're suspicious about. In other words, if you call a window salesman to come in, he's going to recommend that you buy new windows. Likewise, if you call a furnace company to come in, they're going to recommend that you buy a new furnace. They really don't care about your windows. They want to sell furnaces. And so that's all very obvious and goes hand in hand with every trade that comes through. They're trying to create business for themselves. However, if you hire a home inspector and an energy auditor, they will look at your entire home as a complete system. I have no axe to grind against or for any particular system or set of contractors. My focus is on the client and their whole house system to make sure that it's working as best as possible in a cost-effective manner. So I try to consider myself as a unbiased third party with nothing at stake except saving my client as much energy as I possibly can.
Well, Jim, we have less than a minute. This is one of the things that I really enjoy about talking with you. You, as we say here in the South, you shoot straight from the hip, and you tell it like it is, and you're honest. And that's what people need to be concerned about when they're looking for a good energy auditor. Jim's going to tell you the truth. He's going to work with you, give you very good analysis of your current situation. Jim, we only touched the surface of this. We have some questions here that pertains to units, air conditioning and heating units and things of that sort. We only got a minute. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do is possibly get you back on the air later on sometime in the future, because I think you really have created an interest. And people did not know, like I just got one email in here and said that they had no idea that they could save 20% on their heating bill if they just have someone come out such as yourself to do an analysis of what they're facing. So if it's possible, we would like to get you back sometime. Is that possible?
Oh, yes, by all means, Larry. Be glad to.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you this morning for your time and the information that you have given unto us. This is Larry Elliott, Blog Talk Radio, WFYT Radio, broadcasting from the studios here in Nashville, Tennessee. We have been talking with Mr. Jim Clark, who is the owner of True Blue Inspections there in Chicago. Highly recommend that the folks there in Chicago give him a call at 773-465-5688. Jim, thank you once again, my friend, and we'll be in touch with you in the near future, okay?
Very good. Thank you so much, Larry. Good day to everyone.
Well, thank you. Larry Elliott, WFYT Radio. Each and everybody have a great day. Talk to you soon.